WMFO in Medford.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Remember this day when the strong hand of the Lord leads you out of bondage.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
If there is a God, did that mean this to be so?
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play God.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come to me.
Where is this? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another.
Shall not
Covet thy neighbor's wife or belonging.
I'll admit it, I've done a few things that I shouldn't be proud of. I got no remorse, no regrets, never happy endings on these dock sets. And if you wanna get down, I can go down as low as you wanna get. I wouldn't try to push me, it'll only leave you with regret. Don't test me, I can rip you off and steal all your cash. Sucker punch you in the face, stand back and laugh. Leave you stranded as fast as a heart attack. All day I think bad thoughts. I can break your heart at the drop of a hat. Stab you in the back in 2 minutes flat. Finish it, flush it down the toilet like you're taking a piss. It should be good to see for a change just a day how the other half lives. And when I take you out, I'll stay you down, make sure you're getting nervous. You won't understand that's how it is as a knight in Satan's service. I can rip you off and steal all your cash. Sucker punch you in the face, stand back and laugh.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio show, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, which always needs to match our particular theme du jour. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. With this week's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court that existing civil rights law protects gay and lesbian people from discrimination in employment, I know that many of the more prejudiced religious people are upset, so I figured I'd serve up a theme with songs that all relate somehow to stories from the Bible, God, or religion in some way. So in this episode, we've got a pretty hard rockin' theme for ya, called The Gospel According to Brian, going out particularly to my good friend Brian Honig, who has turned me on to so much great music over the years, and many of the songs that you're going to be hearing in the next 2 hours, perhaps almost all of it brand new to many of you. Thanks also to past WMFO DJ Billy Bob Neck for his audio clips, and Nick Andre for our remote broadcasting during these pandemic times. Most particularly, our audio clips from Who Knows Where are going to include plenty of Charlton Heston from the Ten Commandments movie, as well as that young Earth creationist and founder of the Creation Museum outside of Cincinnati. Yes, that everything the Bible says is literally true crackpot, Ken Ham. Chuck Yu's disclaimer in my intro about the views and opinions not necessarily being those of the producer or WMFO or Tufts certainly applies here. Please do not believe what Ken Ham says about dinosaurs living in the Garden of Eden, but understand that he and his followers certainly do. We started off with an unknown artist and perhaps their child singing the Ten Commandments. And I got that off of Billy Bob Neck's Hour of Being Good, a custom CD collection. Thanks again, Billy Bob. And then, coming right from Brian Honig, Danko Jones, I Think Bad Thoughts, kind of an anti-Ten Commandments song. Backing me up as my ambiance this entire episode is Ravi Shankar, the classical Bengali Indian sitar player who did so much to promote that instrument in the 20th century. Among other things, he played at Woodstock in 1969, and he was also great musical friends with George Harrison of the Beatles. This is from his Full Circle at Carnegie Hall 2000 CD, Raga Kaushi Kanhara, Alap Jor Jala. And as he mentioned in the intro track, before this one on the CD that I didn't play, he first took to the stage at Carnegie Hall in 1938. Ravi Shankar ultimately passed away age 92 in 2012. Let's get the rest of your sound collage party going with a song from the Bell Rays, a band based in California that often combines garage rock with some pretty soul singing styles. Here they are with Black Lightning on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, WMFO in Medford.
I'm a new sensation. I'm on fire. Overload your systems. Gonna jump your wires. I'm black lightning. I'm a sinner, baby. I'm all the power you need.
seen the miracles of the Lord, and still you have no faith.
He's a false prophet who delivers you to death.
Stone him! Stone him!
Jordan out and into the land to preach the gospel to the wicked man and to repent his wicked ways. And going over to the city in 40 days, God moved in the windstorm. And he rose in the windstorm, troubled everybody in mind. So Jonah went down to the seashore, made up his mind which way to go. He got himself a ship and he paid his fare. Got angry with the Jonah down there. Got moved in the windstorm. He rose in the windstorm, troubled everybody in mind. The ship and he came in time. The captain of the ship had the trouble in mind, and then he went into the deep where he saw old Jonah there fast asleep. He said, "Hey stranger, tell me your name. My name is Jonah and came from the king, and all this trouble's on account of me. Why don't you throw me overboard and let the ship sail free?" Got moved in the windstorm, and he rose in the windstorm, troubled everybody in mind. Swallowed him a hole, took him on over to the end of the land, where it threw up Jonah on a bar of sand. Got moved in a windstorm, and he rose in a windstorm, troubled everybody in mind. Well, God sent Jonah down to the end of the land to preach the gospel to the wicked men and to repent his wicked ways. I'm gonna overthrow the city in 40 days.
God made a covenant with Abraham that he would deliver the people. Am I the hand of God?
We'll be right back.
America. It's becoming like Sodom.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened the High Tech Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Over the 30 years I've been involved in this ministry, I've stated time and time again that when a nation abandons the Word of God as the absolute authority, we'll see Christian morality collapsing. And sadly, America has largely given up on God's Word as authoritative, particularly the book of Genesis. Today, the origin and meaning of marriage, one man for one woman for life, is in Genesis. Anything else is a perversion, like the law on homosexual marriage passed in New York this summer. Romans chapter 1 describes the increasing homosexual behavior as a consequence of rejecting God, and this is exactly what's been happening in America. You know, years ago in America, people understood that homosexual behavior was sin. But today, Christians are now being persecuted for preaching this biblical message. The only solution is for our nation to return to the answers in Genesis concerning marriage and obey God's laws.
Just ten good men, and I'll spare the whole city.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Thank you. For the Rutherford Institute, here's John Whitehead.
When the San Diego City Council arrived at a crossroads over a cross symbol on a war memorial on public property, they didn't hesitate to follow the path of religious freedom. Since 1954, a cross has adorned the Mount Soledad Korean War Memorial in San Diego. Paid for and maintained by private funding, the monument nonetheless sits on public land. Challenged in court by an atheist who wants it torn down, the cross memorial has become yet another casualty in the battle over where to draw the line over the so-called wall of separation between church and state. The point of law is our First Amendment. While the government is prohibited from establishing religion, the right to publicly exercise your religious beliefs is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Go. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land, unto all the inhabitants thereof.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is called The Gospel According to Brian. We're playing songs that all relate somehow to stories from the Bible, God, or religion in some way. And many of the songs we're listening to in this episode, I've been introduced to by my good friend Brian Honig. We started off the set with The Bell Rays and Black Lightning, and then Tim O'Brien, a story song, Jonah and the Whale. Gracious Few followed that with Honest Man, and then that young earth creationist and fundamentalist Christian and overall crackpot Ken Ham expressing his thoughts that America is becoming like Sodom. Following along those lines, we heard from the Village People and Sodom and Gomorrah from their Greatest Hits album. Then some dialogue from Pulp Fiction, Ezekiel 25:17, and then Black Sabbath, fronted by Ronnie James Dio. The song was called I. Then a public service message from the Rutherford Institute, bearing a cross for religious freedom. And then we finished off the music with St. Jude and Soul on Fire. Backing me up right now is our featured ambience artist for this entire episode, Ravi Shankar, the classical Bengali Indian sitar player. This is another piece from his Full Circle at Carnegie Hall album of 2000. It's Raga Kaushi Kanhara, Got in Damar. In the next set, we're going to be hearing a wonderful song from Rush called Jacob's Ladder. And it's about that phenomena where the sun breaks through some clouds and kind of comes down to the earth like the Jacob's Ladder in the Bible. But first, here's the Virgin Mary's and In the City here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
You're swimming, I'm fighting for it. Kitty, why is it we always do what you want to do and never do what I want to do?
It's in the Bible.
Of course, no human was present when the earth was created, but we do have an eyewitness. And who? Well, the Creator himself. This simple fact of there being a creator settles a debate right there about the age of the earth. You see, scientists base their work on an interpretation of evidence, but they've a big problem when it comes to ancient history. Without any eyewitnesses, scientists are limited to guesswork based on what they can study today. But we don't have to guess. We can know all about Earth history, and that's because we've an infallible eyewitness. You see, based on the Bible, which is God's perfect testimony, we've an accurate time frame for the age of the Earth. The scriptures say that God made the earth and the first humans in 6 days. The Bible then gives an account of early human history. And by adding up all the dates, we discover that the earth is about 6,000 years old. Millions of years of history are impossible. The Creator's testimony contradicts this.
The clouds prepare.
Bob Neck, Billy Bob Neck's Hour of Being Good on WMFO in Medford.
See this great sight.